This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling for a new way to celebrate the 4th of July by having 70% of adult Americans at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says he'd like it to be 100%, but settled for something more achievable, along with 160 million adults being fully vaccinated.
In 2 months, let's celebrate our independence as a nation and our independence from this virus.
The goals reflect a declining interest in shots nationwide. Some 105 million adults are already fully vaccinated, and about 56% have received at least one dose. The president acknowledges it will be hard to convince people he calls doubters that they should get the shot, but says ultimately many will be convinced by a hard truth.
Their failure to get the vaccine may cause other people to get sick and maybe die.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
As COVID-19 infections and deaths continue to rise with alarming speed in India with no end in sight to the crisis, a top expert is warning that the coming weeks in the country of nearly 1.4 billion people will be horrible. India's top official, health official Rajesh Bhushan, refused to speculate as to why authorities were not better prepared, but the cost is clear, and that is many people are dying because of shortages of bottled oxygen in hospital beds or because they couldn't get a COVID-19 test. India's official count of coronavirus cases surpassed 20 million on Tuesday, nearly doubling in the past 3 months, while deaths officially passed 220,000. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexico government officials say that it will punish those responsible for an overpass collapse that killed at least 24 people and injured dozens when a train on Mexico City's newest metro line plunged into a busy road below. Mexico City mayor told a news conference the collapse seemed to indicate a structural failure. She added investigations would be carried out by both the Attorney General's office and an external auditor. The overpass that collapsed was part of an addition to the networks finished less than a decade ago and long plagued by allegations of corruption and structural weakness. U.S. intelligence agencies are warning that any gains in women's rights in Afghanistan made in the last 2 decades will be at risk after U.S. troops withdraw later this year. An unclassified report released Tuesday by the Director of National Intelligence says the Taliban remain broadly consistent in its restrictive approach to women's rights and would roll back much of the past 2 decades' progress if the group regained national power. Derek Chauvin's lawyer seeks a new trial and an impeachment of the verdicts, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The attorney for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has requested a new trial, saying the judge abused the discretion of the court and the verdict should be impeached due to jury misconduct. Chauvin was convicted last month of second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter in the May 25th death of George Floyd. Attorney Eric Nelson says Judge Peter Cahill violated Chauvin's right to a fair trial when he denied Nelson's request for a change of venue due to pretrial publicity. Nelson also cites Cahill's refusal to sequester the jury for the trial or instruct jurors to avoid all media. I'm Mike Gracia.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday failed to meet a midnight deadline to put together a new governing coalition, raising the possibility that his Likud party could be pushed into opposition for the first time in 12 years. Ethiopia faces a growing crisis of ethnic nationalism that some fear could tear Africa's second most populous country apart. 6 months have passed since the government launched a military operation in the Tigray region to capture its fugitive leaders. Widespread atrocities are reported and thousands have been killed. Meanwhile, in other parts of Ethiopia, other ethnic groups say that they have been targeted too. Scores of people have been killed in clashes this year between Ethiopia's two largest ethnic groups. With the rising violence, some wonder how the government will pull off national elections in June. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.